What's going on, Blind Cool Tech? This is Daniel Romero here. And the sounds that you're hearing right now in the background are the sounds of the Yamaha Mini Motif synthesizer. And that's what I'm here for today, to talk to you and tell you what it looks like, tell you what it can do, tell you what it sounds like, and all that stuff like that. Made by Yamaha. The keyboard, it's called a Minimo, so it's, you know, pretty much a mini motif, you know. You got the sounds of the Motif Classic in here, the regular motif that came out in 2001, and it's really good for the musicians that are, you know, just starting out, and really good for the musicians who don't really know what their style of music is yet. This really changes, you can change your style up so much to actually come out and actually define your style of music that you're trying to do or that you really want to do. It's also very well if you actually do switch up your styles as well. So we're first going to start out. I'm going to show you the front panel. So once you're looking at the keyboard, you have the keyboard in front of you. You've got up to your upper left, you have a pitch wheel, and you have a mod wheel. And obviously, you know what they do. Pitch wheel. Even though you're not supposed to pitch bend pianos. And then the second one, mod wheel. Next to that, there are buttons, and actually, let's go to the top. To the top, there's one knob, and that knob controls the volume. Obviously, the master out of the keyboard. And then the first of four knobs controls filter. Second one controls the envelope. Third one controls the attack, and the fourth one controls the release. So, now the buttons go into the next row. There's no buttons at the beginning of those four. Under the three last knobs, there are buttons. There's one that is demos, and that's the obviously shows the demos that come with the keyboard. Second button is the patterns button, the pattern mode. Then, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot what those buttons are. I haven't messed with those buttons in a while. I really don't mess with the buttons that I don't have to mess with. I only mess with the stuff that has to do with the sequencer and saving my stuff to USB drives and stuff like that. By the way, I know this is going to be very out of order. I'm sorry about that. But I'll also go back through the back because that's the shortest part that we can actually go through. We have a USB hub to actually host USB. Then the second one is USB to actually plug in flash drives, hard drives, external CD drives, and stuff like that. Then you got your MIDI in and MIDI out. Then you got your sustain, foot control, L left, L right, and then a headphone out. So, and then you got your AC adapter. And then next to the AC adapter, you got the power button. Again, now, next row of buttons that are under the pattern mode and demo and all that stuff, there's, I'm going right by row. These four buttons next to the mod wheel are the buttons to control the metronome. That's the first button. The first button towards the mod wheel turns on and off the metronome. Second one, pretty much, you can pick and click that however many times to pick how long or how fast you want your metronome to be for your track. So I can just hit this four times until the tempo that I want this pattern that is currently loaded to be. So I could do 1, 2, 3, 4. See, and now the pattern is at the number that I clicked it at. Okay. The second button next to that, and by the way, the second button and third button control the speed of the metronome. So when the metronome is going, I can hit this button right here, the third button, and it makes it a lot faster. or I can hit. Actually, that makes it slower. And that makes it faster. The second button makes it faster. Okay. And then the fourth button, I'm not sure what it does. I've never messed with that button at all. Okay. Next button. R. Wow, I totally forgot these buttons, the row of these buttons. Because I'm just used to hitting the second one. Oh. That's where your tracks go. That the second one is, I don't know what the first one does. I know the second one is my sequencer. That's the sequencer. I build all my tracks up in there. And then the third button is the USB button. And you hit that button when you have a USB storage device hooked up to it. And pretty much once you hit that button, all the MIDs, the MIDI files that are loaded onto that, whatever you have in there, your USB drive or whatever you have plugged into your thing are going to play. They're going to load up into this keyboard and it's going to play with the MIDI sounds that are in this keyboard. So, we can go to the sequencer and I can hit that button. I can hit the play button and I'll get to those buttons in a second. Next buttons are load. Next to that, there's a space and there's a load. And then I believe that's save. And pretty much you use those to obviously load and save your tracks. You load the file that you want to save out of your sequencer. And then you hit save about 4 times to save to your USB drive. So pretty much you hit load. And then you hit... apparently my cell phone alarm is going off and I don't know why. But you hit load. Then it's on the track, hopefully. If it's not on the track, you have to move your data wheel as many times as what number your track is. So let's say if my track is on user song 5, I will move it over 4 times. It's already on number 1, so I'll move it over 4 times, then hit save 4 times. And save is right next to the button. Okay, next row of buttons. If you got the finger button, and pretty much, if I go into pattern, if I go into pattern mode, or that's performance, whatever it is, I hit the finger button, and to the left of the keyboard, it's strings and bass, and that controls the keyboard, and it's kind of like a fake arranger. So if I hit this play button here, it'll play the pattern. And it'll control the key of the pattern the way I play the chords. So, for example, I'll play this one in D minor. And I will go to A minor. So, there you go. That's that. Second button, like I said, I don't know what that does. Then there's A, B, C, and D. Now... I was just setting my pattern. Okay, now there's A, B, C, and D. Now with these patterns, and I will leave the finger button on, so you guys can hear what the it's gonna differentiate in 4 sections. It's gonna do beginning of song, probably obviously a verse, chorus, and then an ending probably, So what we're gonna do is we're gonna play this, and I'm gonna hit A first. Alright, so I'm going to hit A first, and then it's going to break into that. Okay, so. Let's hit that A. Alright, so you see how that starts? Then I hit B. One, two, three, C! One, two, three, D. So there's all your A, B, and C buttons, and that's what they do. It breaks up into sections. Next buttons to that are record, pause, and play. Obviously, starts your recording. Pauses your tracks or patterns or whatever. And then play is obviously play. So I can go in and quickly. Hit pause, and it'll pause where I left the track off. Okay, then you have the screen, pretty big screen, not too bad. Next to it, and then you have coming out of the screen to the right is the data wheel, and I will go back into my piano category. And I will, obviously, if you turn the data wheel, it goes through all the different types of pianos that you have. Here's one of those oldies pianos, you know? You got some great sounds in here, some wonderful pianos, electric pianos, you know, some beautiful, fantastic Rhodes, you know, you got some great mega voice guitars in here, the brass is fantastic, you know, for some reason, I still don't understand this, though, in the brass section, there is the woodwind, so, you know, in your brass, you got the, all the horns, French horn, you got saxophone, all your stuff, you know, and now you're getting saxophone and flute. There's a flute in a brass section. I till this day, I still don't understand that, but whatever, it's still fantastic. You got some, you know, your famous Rhodes that people love playing with. Okay, so on with the buttons. Next to that, on the top row, there really isn't many buttons on the top row. You got a couple buttons that switch your, they go through your categories. So, you know, you got a button A and button B, I believe, and you know, button A or button B is going up, and it's taking me through the all the different categories. And you got 8 categories. You got pianos, keyboards, guitars, strings, brass and woodwind, synth, drums, and ethnic, or whatever you want to call it. Okay. So, and then the other button is arpeggio. So I can turn on the arpeggio, and this is what the piano arpeggio sound like. And the arps can be controlled by the metronome. So if I like I said, I can set this metronome with the however many times I hit the click. So I can do 1, 2, 3, 4. For some reason, since your sequencer always stays loaded if you hit the button, you're always going to have that sequencer pop up, even though you're messing with an arp. But my arp has changed. So that's the arpeggios. We turn that off now. All right, second row. You got. Wow. No, you have your no DC, DEC, that's no decrease, and then you have your yes increase, and pretty much, you know, You know, if I ask you, are you sure you want to delete this? Are you sure you want to delete that? You'll hit yes or you hit no. Next to that, these are the button. These it's in three parts. I don't know what the third button does. Oh, I do know what the third button does. Okay. The first button is octave, not octave, but transpose down. So, yeah. And then the second button, obviously. Third button is layered, so you can. Obviously, there's a layer with strings. Now, the way I can activate this is by holding down the layered button. And now, everything that I, when I switch my categories, it'll be controlling not the main patch or the main instrument. It's going to be our voice. It's going to be changing the voice that is layered. So I can hit, now it's going to synth. You got synth and brass and piano. Piano and guitar. You can't really hear a difference. You just hear the thickness in that, but that's a Rhodes and a thing. All right, but I'll go back to strings. And we get the way we get out of this is by hitting exit. And we hit exit there. Then I could turn it off by hitting the same button. Okay. Then I don't know what those buttons do. I don't remember what they are. Next set of keyboard, next row, you have, well, your categories. You got piano. Then you got keyboards, like I said, electric pianos. You got, this contains all your Rhodes and all your organs. And this is keyboard and organs, so it controls all your Rhodes, organs, and clavs. Your organs. You got your vibes. And your and your steel drums. Third is guitars and basses. And actually, I will go to the third guitar and I can do things like it acts on velocity, so I can. Okay. And I can also go through the basses. There's different. First, I want to go. There's electric guitars here. You got. And you got your basses. You got your, actually, this is the right bass to do it with. Didn't notice how good that bass sounded, actually. Yeah, you got all your different types of basses. Synth bass. All that fantastic stuff. And then you got strings. Some fantastic strings in here. And I will go to one of my favorite strings. I've used this for so many of my tracks. Uh, I love those strings. Fantastic strings. Next category is brass and woodwind. Yeah, okay, boring. Yeah, all different types of sounds. You got all your brass. You got your trumpet. Another trumpet. Now you end up in the... That's a muted trumpet, by the way. More brass. You got trombone. Now you end up in the woodwind. You got your saxophones. You got more. And then you end up, and then, you know, you have your clarinet, and then you have your flute. All right, next section is synths. You have a really good selection of synthesizer sounds in here. All different synthesizer sounds. Here's your, you know, your obviously your stuff for your techno. Yeah, stuff like that. More stuff for your techno. Here's one of my synthesizers that actually sold me to the keyboard. And the longer you hold down, obviously, it ends up like that. You have more synths off of that, and then you have your famous sine wave with delay on it. And I forgot how to take off the effects on this thing. Your square wave. Square wave, of course. Some synth sound before the the saw wave. Okay, then you have your drums. And you got, yeah, you got your hip hop drum. And you got your wonderful techno drums. Yeah, obviously that stuff. Okay, then you have your, I guess, pop/reggae kit, because you can actually do a lot of dancehall stuff with this, you know. I've done a couple of my reggae tracks with this kit. Not a bad kit. I like it. Not bad. Then you got your hip-hop R&B kit, sort of. Your more R&B, because you got the snaps. But then you have your heavy kick and clap that, you know, you were using Midwest type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Midwest hip-hop. You got your, you know, your little... your 808 kick along with your snap. Over here you got some those are the drums that I used in but it slowed down. You got a whole bongo kit. And you have a kit actually that one of the keys you can hold on and it makes the sound of a vinyl. So yeah. All right. Then your last category. By the way, this keyboard is I believe I forgot the polyphony. I believe it's 32. Okay. Last button is the ethnic. And you got your Arab sounds and your stuff to make ethnic style music, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You pretty much got my drift. And that's that whole row. The last row of buttons is exit. That's the solo button by itself. And then these two buttons. There's another set of three buttons, and there's three set of buttons actually. The first one is octave down, and then second one is obviously octave up. Third one is split. That's the split button, so you can hit that button. And now I've got a. So I got a split now in the left hand, so I can set up. Same thing with this with the layer. Hold down the split button, and now I'm only controlling the split side, so I could set up a. I want like a slap bass. I want like a. Actually, no. Now I have that. I can exit now, and now I'm controlling the obviously the right, and I can find my roads that I want to play with. And obviously I can't do that properly. Because of how low the bass is too low. Alright, I can, the way I turn it off is by hitting the split button again. Now you have your track button. Next two buttons are your track button and your mute button. And those are up to the numbers on your track sequence, on your track transport. So you got tracks 1 through, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know what the ninth button does. Oh, the ninth button adds the pattern to your track. So pretty much the way you would record and sequence on this keyboard is you hit, obviously, your track button. And then you go back to, let's see, go to section 2, or track 2. There's nothing there. Record this is by, well, I first want to set my metronome so I can hit. Okay, now my metronome is set. Now, I would hit record. I would hold down control or not control, hold down track and hold down one at the same time for about 2 seconds. Let it go, and then start the metronome. And once I start playing, this is set to, once I start playing, it'll go and start recording. So I can go 1, 2, 3, 4. And there you go. You have a track recorded. And that's how you do it with all your tracks. You just hold down the track button with the number of the track that you want to record next. And there you go. And now I can hit the play button. And I see with the metronome I can do, hit the play button now. Okay, and that's pretty much the keyboard. That's the front panel of, and pretty much all you need to know about the keyboard. Keyboard is retail, I believe, $600. Manual, and also comes with CD of Cubase. If you're not a Cubase user, I don't blame you. I'm not one myself. Right now, I'm currently using QWS and VST Host for my subsynths and my controlling of the keyboard through MIDI. I will be replacing this keyboard, though, sad to say. So, I'll show you one of my favorite patterns, and actually, it's an inside joke to a friend of mine. This is the Minimo Go Away music, and so I really enjoyed the time that I had with this keyboard. It was a lot of fun. I've had it for about a year now, and it got me introduced to all this MIDI sequencing and just sequencing in general, and getting myself used to metronomes and actually recording, and it's really good. Like I said, it's a great price, and I just poofed my pee, but great price for the home user, you know, the young musician who's just starting out, who wants to experiment, you know, saying listen to all different types of music and expand his or her music taste or knowledge when it comes to sequencing and all that stuff like that. So I recommend this keyboard, definitely. I want to thank you all for checking out this tutorial and this podcast on the review on the Minimo. If you want to get in contact with me, please email me at djdan567@gmail.com. That again is djdan567@gmail.com. Reach me on AIM at radiodj246. Or give me a Skype call, RadioDJ246 as well. Visit my website. It's not really currently updated due to all the computer moving that I had to do. And now that I have a new computer and I had to reassemble all my studio stuff, it's not, the projects page is not up there yet. But you can still visit it at danrmusic.no-ip.org. That again is danrmusic.no-ip.org. And I hope to hear you guys from you guys soon, and I hope you enjoyed this tutorial, and I'll see you guys soon. Actually, I'll be here with a new keyboard, the Yamaha MO8, and I can't wait for that. So I'll talk to you guys soon, and thanks so much for listening.